The authority, known as the IFA, carries about 52,000 passengers a year. A single ferry leaves the eastern Prince of Wales Island port of Hollis each morning. It arrives in Ketchikan about 3 hours later, then waits till the evening to sail back. A new study shows it's an important part of the region's economy.
No one is more dependent on IFA's daily timetable than those trying to get fresh or live seafoods market.
Melanie Shivens of Juneau-based Scheinberg Associates authored the report, funded by a state grant to the authority. She says the ferry carries 3 million pounds of seafood a year, with a value of about $15 million. Researchers talked to Prince of Wales Island fishermen, divers, and logistics workers for the report.
And the businesses also told us that without the IFA, they wouldn't be in business.
Shivens says the ferry also supports seafood processors in Ketchikan. The report says tourists and others traveling to the island spend close to $6 million a year, and islanders headed to Ketchikan purchase about $10 million in goods.
We talked to the floor manager in Walmart there, and he let us know that approximately 10% of all of his customers are coming from off the ferry. And that really, you know, those numbers add up.
The Inter-Island Ferry Authority study also shows close to 4,000 students sailing the route in a year, about the same number traveled for medical care in Ketchikan or elsewhere. Other details of economic and human impacts are included in the full report.
I think what it means to us is trying to explain to other people what we mean to them.
Dennis Watson is the IFA's general manager. He's also mayor of Craig, the largest city on Prince of Wales. He says it's important to note that the ferry authority covers 3/4 of its costs through ticket sales. That's far more than the state ferry system and better than its cousins in Washington State and British Columbia. Watson says that still leaves about a $750,000 hole in the IFA's $4 million a year budget. The Parnell administration has put 2/3 of that in a budget bill, though there's no guarantee it will make it through the legislature. Watson says some of what's left will be raised internally.
The board has entertained a fare increase just for adult walk-ons. The seniors and children and whatnot wouldn't be affected by it, or vehicles.
That'll be a few dollars on top of the approximately $45 one-way fare. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority has provided Prince of Wales to Ketchikan service for about a dozen years. It also ran a northern route for a few seasons, but it didn't attract enough passengers. Before that, the Alaska Marine Highway System made port calls, but they were less frequent than the IFA provides. Report author Shivens says that didn't do a lot for island residents.
They absolutely made it work for them at the time, but this is so much better in terms of being able to have student groups travel and to go from Prince of Wales to Ketchikan and back again during the day, not having to get up in the middle of the night and being able to go one way by ferry and to also come back by ferry.
Before the authority began, IFA critics predicted it would have to rely heavily on state funding to survive. The report says conditions have changed since the start, and the authority is doing well given the situation. That includes fuel costs that have risen fivefold, and the island's population shrinking by about a fifth. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.